appreciate that. Well, it's good to have all of you today. I appreciate you being here. I'm glad these folks from Carolina's over here and these ladies from down in Florida and this girl from Bulgaria. I'm glad the Lord let everybody get here. Romania, I guess, now, but anyway, I'm glad they're here. I'm glad all of you here, and I hope the Lord will let you know He's here. Hope you'll find out about Him this morning. You pray for Jeanette Graybeal and Geneva Wilson. And Geneva broke her leg or her foot or ankle. You pray for her, Parks and Opal Bowling, and Bertie Keywood and Miss Hauser, sick. You pray for her and Mr. Minton and Stephanie Minton and Norville Price, all of these. Dot said Norville doing a little better, so pray for it. Pray the Lord will help them all. Pray the Lord will help us this morning.
Amen.
Pray that God will be here. We'll enjoy the Lord and worship God. Because after all, He's the only one worthy. And He's worthy of all the praise you can give Him, all the honor you can give Him. But He's done it all. It's all because of Him. I mean, there's nothing good about us. It's all Him. Thank God for Him. Let's just come on. We'll receive the offering and get right back into singing. And you give what you can today, and I'll appreciate it. And I'm certain that God will bless you for it. And I thank God for what He's doing. A camp meeting starting tomorrow. About 2 o'clock we have a meeting. We'll be back here tonight, and camp meeting will be on the way tomorrow about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and I want you to pray for the meeting. Pray that God will have His way. Brother Sam, lead us. Everybody pray.
Our Heavenly Father, we come to you again. Our God, we thank you for the Lamb.
Yeah,
amen. God, Father, we thank you for the blood that He shed at Calvary.
Yeah, thank
God.
God.
Lord, Calvary is poised.
Hallelujah. Yes, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for the resurrection.
Amen.
Thank our Father, Lord, and thank you for appearing back into the heavens for us.
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you for the season at the right hand.
Hallelujah.
Let our Father be finished before Him. What God.
Amen.
Let our God He come and fulfill all that you set Him to do.
Yeah, what amen.
God. Our Father, we want to bow at His precious feet this morning and give You all the honor and all the praise, all the praise, all the thanksgiving, O God.
Amen.
Done what man couldn't do for us. Our Father has been good to us and been mighty for us.
Amen. Praise God.
We appreciate that today. Lord, we just want to come with thanksgiving on our lips this morning and worship Him and bring glory to His holy name.
Yes, amen.
Lord, I pray
thank
for
God.
Every heart in here today. Lord, we just need to worship what God and our Father just the pastor. Lord God, and give Him the message. Give Him liberty. Give
yes.
Him power.
Yeah,
our Father,
Lord,
Lord God, pray for the saints.
Yeah, there
Lord, Lord God, touch Him. Our Father, oh God, we pray for these. Brother Fred mentioned to pray about. Lord, we bring them to you this morning. Lord, I'm glad you care.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're full of compassion. Lord God, and you're concerned. You're the same yesterday and forever.
Amen.
You are God, and you will do. Just help our unbelief this morning.
Amen.
Lord God, we'll come and trust you and believe in you today. Lord God, and I pray for the camp meetings coming in.
Yes.
Lord God, and we'll, our Father, Lord God, and pray for every heart. And our Father, and you just meet with us. That's enough. Lord God, when you're in the midst, oh God, that's a plenty. That's enough, dear God. And I pray, Father, today, and I'll just have your way. And those who be traveling the highway, we pray for them, oh God. Thank you for all the visitors here and the loved ones that's here this morning. Now do and have your way, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
78. It is I.
Open the Bible.
day.
River of Let me find the river where I once swam. We've gone on.
sing another, and Brad to come up here a minute. I'm glad she's over here. Glad she got over here from over in Romania. Say something.
It's good to be home. It's good to see all y'all again. It's good to be where we can worship together again. It's like I've never left. It's a wonderful thing about being in the family of God, just to be able to come back and just worship again, talk about the Lord. I've got a good report. Things are going good over there, as you know, I'm sure. Brother Ricky and Brother Willie have been telling you about it, and God's good. That's all I have to say. God's good.
Amen. That's good. Amen. I appreciate God letting me come back over here.
Oh,
all I need. When I just need someone to talk to, He's always there to hear my prayer. Each time I call
you need.
Yes,
I wish we could all believe that. I got a letter here. Come and read this right quick, Ricky. I don't want to waste any time, but Lord, I'm so glad. I tell you right now, if you believe what they're just singing, He's all you need. Everybody in here, be shouting.
This is to Brookside Baptist Church. From Brother Ralph and Brother Mitko came today. Greetings in the name of our Lord and only Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God for His grace and mercy bestowed upon us in these last days we're living in. We would like to thank you all for sending those men over here. It was a great blessing to have them over here. Most of the meetings went very good, and the churches they visited got a lot of help and strength. We praise God for that. Brother Willie was a special blessing to everybody. We would like to encourage him to keep on praying even more. For sure, the Lord has been good to all of us over here. We thank you as well for sending that container. We have been giving the shoes, socks, and clothes out for the last 3 weeks. The people could not believe what they were getting. Not a small number of them did not have anything to wear on their feet. So you can imagine the joy they got when they got all them things. In one of the villages, several of the believers only had socks with a piece of material on the bottom, no shoes to wear. That is what they wore for shoes. We would like to ask you all to keep on praying when we give out these goods, because in some of the places the crowd gets too wild. Once again, everybody thanks you all for this help. As we mentioned before, the meetings are going very good. We praise the Lord for that. Despite the unseen to most of the believers' poverty, They have a lot of joy and love. In one of the meetings, one of the sisters testified that she got back her first love when the guests from the States came. Yesterday at Yashar's meeting, the Lord filled their cups. God really blessed them, and they got a lot of joy and peace. Some of the people in that church were unemployed until recently, but praise the Lord, they were praying for a long time that the Lord will help them to find work. So now the Lord found some work, found for some of them work, and they are working. Also, there is a men's meeting over there that has just started. Last night, there were about 35 men that came. Please pray for these men that the Lord will save them. The Lord has blessed the tapes a lot that we are giving out. The people want the tapes very bad. Somebody gave to a lady a tape in one of the villages. The Lord took the tape to several families, and a lot of the families heard that single tape over and over, and now they want to have a meeting in their village. The Lord has used these tapes over and over for His honor and glory. Another lady testified that she gave a tape to somebody that was sick and unsaved. When that one heard the tape, the Lord touched his soul and he got saved. Something more, he got healed of his bad disease as well. To be short, we would like to mention that at this moment we know of about one village with Turkish and Gypsy Turkish populations that nobody has ever preached to them the gospel. This summer, the Lord willing, we will try to give out tapes to most of these villages. A single tape cost about 36 cents. The price just went up. We are short on people as well, but we believe that the Lord will supply the need. Now the weather is very good. It is almost summer over here. A lot of our church members have started or will start working in other villages, so the best we can do for right now is to give them some tapes and let them give the tapes out. For sure, we praise God for the opportunities He is giving us, but we know that we need your prayers bad. May the Lord bless your Sunday services. We hope that you will have a very good camp meeting. May the Lord bless your hearts and souls in the name of His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. We love you and appreciate you very much. Please pray for Brother Achmet. He got sick again. In Christ, Brother Ralph and Brother Mitko from Varna, Bulgaria.
Amen. I appreciate that. I'm glad God is doing business. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to the 13th chapter of the book of Acts quickly. And we're going to try to hurry and get through here as the Lord leads. But in verse 30, in verse 38 and chapter 13, verse 38. I'm going to preach some things, and this is my text today. I had it wrote down on the side of my Bible for a long time. I think I preached it here once. You won't believe it. And what I'm going to preach this morning, most folks won't believe it. But that's what God said they wouldn't. I didn't say that. Verse 38 said, "Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins." Most folks don't believe that. "And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which they could not be justified by the law of Moses." Now, most of folks ain't going to believe that. I hope this gets on the radio. "Beware therefore lest they come unto you which is spoken of in the prophets, that come unto you. Behold, ye despisers and wonders and perish, for I work a work in your day, in your days a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you." Now I'm going to declare unto you what God's doing for us Gentiles. And if you don't believe it, that's your fault. But I'm going to tell you that we're justified from all things. And I read in the dictionary, and I looked it up in the old dictionary, that means to be pardoned, to clear from guilt, to absolve all, or acquit from all guilt and merits of punishment. I mean, all of it. I mean, not guilty of anything. I mean, that's what it said here. And I wrote down two or three things here I just wanted to mention to you. We're justified freely by His grace. I mean, that's in Romans. We're justified freely by His grace. Didn't cost you one dime. Didn't cost your granny anything. Didn't cost your granddaddy anything. Didn't cost any of the ancestors anything. Thank God it's freely by the grace of God. Now, I was thinking this morning about 2 o'clock. I woke up and I got to thinking. I mean, one day I come to trial. I did. I come to trial, pleaded guilty. I had to stand before God one day. I'm guilty of sin. And the wages of it is death. And there ain't no way out. You got to die. So I come up and pleaded before God. And I said, I'm guilty. And I know I've already committed that sin. And my soul is dead. I know that I'm going to hell. I know that. I come up and before God I said that. And I bowed down before God. Told Him I was guilty. Well, there wasn't a whole lot I could do. He said, yeah, that's not all of it. He said, you're going to have to die. And then He said, the wages of sin. Somebody got to pay for the wages. All the wages got to be paid. Find me millions of dollars. And if you want to look at it in that direction. Amen. I mean, not only did I have to die, but I'm guilty. And all of my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, be like some of them fellas that paid on old Columbus till about 25 years ago. Paid him out till they run out of money, trying to get him out of purgatory. But thank God, all of the guilt, all of the death penalty, and all of the fines. One day when God seen me, He looked over to Judge and said to Jesus, He said, what do you think about it? Jesus said, free him. Let him go. I paid it all. He don't owe anything. He got a clean sheet. I died and I rose again the third day for His justification. And He don't have nothing against him. He's okay. Let him go. Honey, if the Son makes you free, you're free indeed. I don't care who brings it up. God, I'm clean. Got a clean sheet today. I've been pardoned. I've been forgiven. I've been cleansed. I've been washed. And not only by the grace of God, but it said in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, I'm justified by faith. I'm justified by faith. Now the Bible said, I want you to listen to what I'm reading here. And I know some of you ain't going to believe it. Leave that radio on. You despisers and wonders and going to hell, listen at me. The Bible said, be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that though this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, S-I-N-S, there ain't none against you. You say that was the past sins to Calvary. Bless God, this is written after Calvary. I mean, the Holy Ghost come by and said, this ain't up to Calvary. This is all of them. All of them. They're all gone. They've all been forgiven. Why, you say, preacher, do you believe that? Yeah, but he said you wouldn't. A lot of you. Some of you listen to my broadcast. Don't turn that radio off. You better listen to this. The only way you're going to get to heaven is to believe that Jesus paid it all. Believe what He done. See, I'm glad I'm freely justified by grace. That means I ain't had nothing to do with it. I was guilty. The only thing I could do is come and plead guilty. Thank God I pled guilty. Somebody said if you plead guilty, you'll get mercy. I did. I got it, buddy. I got it. Hallelujah. I got it. I'm saved. By the grace of God, I got mercy. I'm free. And if the Son makes you free, ain't nobody can bind you up again. Listen to what it says. You're justified by grace freely. Romans 3:24. Justified by faith. Romans 5 and 1. Justified by his blood. 5 and 9. How many are much more justified? Bless God, if grace will justify you freely. And faith will justify you, then you can have peace with God. Right. I mean, if that can happen, then the blood can do better. Yeah. I mean, the blood can wash all your sins away. Yeah. And they can't never be remembered and found again. Ain't that good? Amen. Oh, listen, somebody told me the other day, I mean, somebody said, but you got to confess them. I said, Lord God, I can't remember them. And I don't even know how many I've got. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Every time I don't believe God, I'm sinning. But I said, that's all taken care of. Because one time I believed that Jesus died for my sins, rose again the third day for my justification, and I come clear.
Amen.
I'm as clean as a whistle.
Amen.
For God, you say, well, your flesh ain't no good. I ain't justifying the flesh. My flesh ain't never going to be no good. But see, the fella on the inside, the one who got saved. Well, what are you going to do about the flesh? I ain't going to do a thing. I'm going to let sin dwell in it till it kills me. And that's what's going to kill you, sin. You say, well, if you get out here and sin. Yeah, it said if you sow the flesh, you love the flesh. Ain't got nothing to do with God. Ain't got a thing to do with God. Flesh is flesh, and spirit is spirit. And whatever you do in this flesh, you reap in this flesh. And don't pack that on God either. That ain't God doing nothing. It's your flesh you're doing it. And your old sinful flesh lying on God, the devil will make you, because he's got in you and he's put that sin in you. And he put it in there the day that Adam sinned and Eve sinned. He put sin in there. Been in there ever since. And if you never committed one, you'd still have to die because there's sin in you. And the wages of sin's death. And he told Adam, the day you eat the fruit, you'll die in the days that you eat of it. But you see, and he did. He got separated. Death is separation. Him and God got separated that day. Wasn't God's fault. God still come down there looking for him. Ah, you say, did he confess his sins? No. God just loved him so good, said, I'm going there to see about my son. That's Adam was God's son. I mean, he's a sinful son. He had two of them, you know. And he wasn't the only begotten son. But the Bible said Adam was the son of God. You think God's going to leave his son down there in a mess like he is in? The devil had messed him up. Said, I'm going down and see about it. He come down here, blessed God, and found out that old Adam had hid in the bushes. He knew that. He knew it before he ever come down here. He said, Adam, where art thou? He was trying to get Adam to find out where he was. It wasn't God trying to find Adam. He was trying to get Adam to find out where he was. And Adam said, I'm hid out here in the bushes. Oh, what have you done? Well, he knew what he had done. Have you seen? Sure. Well, I made me some apron, but they didn't work. Yours don't either. Them good works ain't going to help you one bit. It's all by grace and faith. It's not of yourself. It's all by the blood. Thank God you're not justified by any apron you can make or any good deed you can do. All your confessing and all your praying and all your butting your head against the wall ain't helping one bit. You just believe God. All you got to do is believe. He that believeth is not condemned. Isn't that good? There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Don't try to bring up any. You can't, because I've been redeemed. I'm justified. I mean, I'm justified. And if that dictionary knows, and that old Webster knew what he's talking about, I got John to run it off for me. I'm pardoned. I'm clear from guilt. Don't have no guilt. Don't have anything wrong with me. Oh, you say, preacher, you mean you can just do as you want to?
Most of you are, ain't you?
Yeah.
I mean, there ain't none of you living right. Don't look at me.
Cock-eyed and think, well, I'm living right. You're alive.
Amen. What you're doing. The Bible said there's none good.
Amen.
That includes every one of you.
Right, sir.
Radio listeners, too. None good.
Amen.
No, not one. Ain't you glad he put that no, not one in there? So some jackrabbit couldn't come up and say, well, he didn't mean me. He meant you.
Amen.
He meant me.
Amen.
In my flesh dwelleth no good thing.
Amen.
It's all God.
Amen.
Ain't you glad God done it?
Amen.
How many is the Holy Ghost that come up out of the new ground and got me and arrested me and said,
you're going to have to go to court, son. You're going to have to face the main judge. I said, Lord,
I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to quit stealing my granny's liquor. Now, I'm going to quit cussing.
That's a lie. And I'm going to quit lying. That's another lie. And you ain't quit either. Now, don't look at me like that. You're just mean as I am. Sorry, Lord God, sorry.
Because he didn't do nothing to the flesh, see. Oh, flesh, still sorry. I told God all that stuff, and he said, you're going in hell.
You ain't finished yet. Your little apron ain't long enough. And these boys said, bless God, you got to have your clothes down to your ankle. You can have them dragging the ground. You're still going to hell if you get born.
Your outward appearance ain't what God's looking at. Your apron ain't
what God's interested in. He had to make coats of skin and cover them. Now, ain't you glad that God made them? Oh, somebody said he had to kill an animal. Read that to me somewhere. He never killed nothing. If God can make whatever else he made, all this earth and the things therein, how in the world, why in the world couldn't he just make a coat, three coats of skin? Or coats of skin, however many he made. Why couldn't he just make coats and put on them? Why go out here and kill a poor little animal? He said, well, that's the way Abel found out how to do that. No, that ain't the way Abel found it out. God never listened. You never find nowhere that Adam killed anything. Abel done it by faith.
Amen.
He didn't do it by seeing his dad. Didn't mommy do it? He done it by faith. You say, well, where'd he get faith? Same where you're going to get yours if you ever get any from God.
Amen.
And if you ever get any faith, it'll be from God.
Amen.
You don't get faith by looking at somebody. Somebody said, I watched the television and I saw some folks get healed and it really gave me faith. That's not so. You don't get faith through your eyes. You get faith through your ears.
Amen.
God speaking to you.
If you ain't never heard God say nothing, you ain't got no faith. I guarantee you that. Well, where was I? Let me hurry on. Bible said, and by him, oh, you listen to who I'm talking about. And by him, all that believe are justified from all. Now, I'm having problems with that all.
You see, I had some fellas to tell me that Dr. So-and-so said all didn't mean all. Well, what in the name of God does it mean? If A-double-L don't mean all, said, well, there's seven kinds of it.
I ain't that stupid.
For God put seven kinds of all in there when he knows I just can understand one. I mean, why would God mess up a poor little country boy of putting seven alls when God could just put one all, A-double-L, and that's all, that God said, and that's all I'm going to say, and that's all you need, as all things are all things that could not be justified by the law of Moses.
Amen.
Now, why in the name of God? Oh, listen, these little pea heads that think, boy, I got it made. I read the other day where God don't call anybody. You listening? Not many after the flesh.
Amen.
Our call. Wisdom wise. I mean, he don't take folks after the flesh. God ain't interested in what you know in the flesh.
Amen.
What you know in the Holy Ghost is all he's interested
Amen.
In. How much of the Holy Ghost have you had to come on you? And how much Holy Ghost has been talking to you? And how many times has the Holy Ghost help you to read this Bible?
Amen.
Ah, you say, well, I can't understand it. So I bought me a book. Well, you ought to throw it in the creek. With the Greek. Yeah. You don't need a book. You need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He's the one who wrote this thing. And my God, if he can't explain it, you'll never understand it. You're going to be as dumb as you are right now. You'll always be dumb. Now let me hurry and read this because time's about gone. And all, and by him who? Jesus. And by him, all that believe are justified from all things. And do you reckon that so? Well, he said right on down here, you won't believe it. You won't believe it. And you don't believe. Some of you are sitting there looking at me and you say, well, I can't believe that. Oh, you can one of these days if you just let God get on you.
Yes.
But if you want to live under bondage and if you want to live under that strain you're living under, and you want to think every time you do something that you're going to have to get somebody to pray for you, lay hands on you, do something, great God. This lady said the other day, well, you've got to confess your sins. I said, lady, there ain't no way that I'd have time to eat, sleep, or anything else. Because whatsoever is not of faith is sin. But from that I said, I ain't stupid enough to try to get God to remember something he forgot.
Amen.
He can't remember where my sins are.
Amen.
And if he can't remember them, you think I'm going to wake him up? He ain't asleep like some of you. But you think I'm going to say, God, I sinned. I slipped and said something. No. I cussed, Lord. You did. I didn't hear you. Don't bother God with junk like that. I don't think you ought to cuss. You say, don't you think that if you live right, if you want to live right, you got to... Oh, yeah. You don't even know what living right is. Living right is believing God. Bible said Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him for righteousness.
Amen.
That's living right, brother. It's when you believe what God says.
Amen.
You say, well, I'm afraid I'll sin. Well, I'm afraid you will too. I'm sure that you're going to. I'm sure that some of you are sitting here sinning right now because you ain't believing what I'm preaching. Whatsoever not of faith is sin. So, great God, we ain't got time for you to confess all that.
Amen.
If I had time to get you to do all that, we'd miss lunch and supper and all the rest of it. I ain't got time to fool with you. You say, well, Dr. So-and-so will really get on you. Let him get on me. I could care less about it. Or sister so-and-so or granny. I don't care nothing about none of that bunch. I believe I'm justified.
Amen.
It says here, I believed. When I came to Jesus that day and he said, you're forgiven. Good God, I took me a shouting spell. And ever since that, I've been forgiven. Of all things, I've been justified from all things that can be justified by the law of Moses. So Moses, take his law and go wherever he wants to. I'm not under that, never was under that. Me and Moses couldn't get along no how. He couldn't keep it. And Abraham couldn't keep it. Now, my God, the family fellows couldn't. And that's what James said. Said our fathers couldn't keep it. We can't keep it. Now, why are you trying to get these poor, dumb Gentiles to keep it? Ain't that pitiful? Ain't it pitiful? There's got old Potter messed up. I got a church here in town that said Potter, his doctrine is messed up. Well, sure, I mean, the grace of God's messed everybody up since Paul started preaching it. It's been a mess ever since Paul preached it. None of them couldn't believe it, and they still can't believe it. This bunch of reprobates running around here, sending people to hell, telling them you can get saved any way you want to. You say, are you Calvinistic? No, sir. I mean, I'm a Gentile saved by the grace of God. Didn't get in until the Holy Ghost come by and got me. I mean, I wasn't elected, predestinated, or called or chosen. I'm lost and going to hell. And have no hope, no covenant, no promise, and no God. And one day he come where I was and got me. That's the works he said he's going to do. He said, I'm going to fix him. Get on these Gentiles and save them, and you won't believe it. You'll still sit around wondering and despisers. I despise that kind of preaching. Well, go on to hell where you're fixing to go if you don't believe it. And I ain't the one sending you there. And God ain't really sending you there. You're born in sin and shaping in iniquity. And this is not my notes. It's just a little something there. Got out of the dictionary in case some of you are wondering. You're justified from all things. Well, you believe that? Well, whether you do or not, that's the way you get justified. By believing it. Doing better. Spit in the ocean, see if you can't run that over. That's about how much your doing better will do. Oh, I sure don't help God. Ain't that pitiful? God had to send his son down here to die for you so you could do better. Bless God, you're doing better when you're a sinner, most of you. Really? If you're saved, you'd live right. Well, why don't you? Why in the name of God does these people tell me if you're saved, you'd live right? And I've been saved almost 60 years. And I ain't hit it yet. I've been trying for 60 years and ain't made it. Now, why don't you little jerks tell me how you do it? Well, I don't lie. Well, you're a liar? You do. Because the Bible said, let God be true and every man a liar. That means all of you are. You just don't get caught in them. I wouldn't trust some of you sitting right here in this church, and this is before God. I wouldn't trust you to that door back there when it comes to being truthful. I mean, some of you just lie and can't help it. I mean, you just got practiced to where you can't get out of it. Phew, it's pitiful. God, we're all sinners, ain't we? You say, well, I don't feel so good hearing that. Well, you will when you find out that you're justified from all things. Bless God, you'll be running the aisle and jumping the benches and turning flips with the rest of us kooks. That'd be wonderful. Well, it's past time to go home. Let's stand up. I appreciate you coming. Come back tonight. Come back tonight and enjoy the Lord. Say, Lord, I can't enjoy him as I am. You can't. You find out how good he is. You find out how good God is, you can enjoy it. Yes. If you find out how bad you are, it's going to be pitiful. Father, I thank you for the day that you sent us here, and to be justified from all things, but to not be justified by the law of Moses. I'm glad that you came by and saved us this house by grace through faith. I'm glad it was not of ourselves, but the gift of God, and I'm glad you gave us that all. You didn't have a thing to do with it except what you give us, and we can have to accept it. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for these people who live us. Now, what goes in Jesus' name?